Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Many Mansions Sunday Interfaith Service with Reverend Douglas James Cottrell and the clergy of Many Mansions Spiritual Center and the International School of the Prophets Seminary. You can also visit internationalschooloftheprophets.com to join this service via Zoom every Sunday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time. Now, we join our Sunday Interfaith Service.
Welcome, everyone, to Many Mansions Sunday Service for September the 17th, 2023. May you be blessed with all aspects of God Almighty's bounty, including health, wealth, and peace of mind. If any of you have questions during the service, please feel free to use the chat feature. We will be monitoring the chat and do our very best to address your needs. We thank all of you for your continuing support of our ministry.
Okay, the love verse from Philippians chapter 13, verse 4. Love is patience, love is kind, it is envy. It does not boast, it is not proud, it does not dishonor others. It is not self-seeking. It is not easily angered. It keeps no record of wrong. Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth. It always protects, always trusts, always hopes, always preserves. Michael's having a bit of a problem there, so.
Yeah.
A prayer for the planet. Dear Lord God Almighty, to all the angels, saints, avatars, and divine beings above, I ask for your divine grace to shed the benevolent rays of peace upon the planet Earth, to soften the hearts of those in authority, and to influence their minds in a positive way, that those who have authority over the planet and all those who live on the Earth, that their decisions and actions will always be for the greater good of all, and that the planet will be filled with peace and harmony every day and every way. Hallelujah. Amen. And now for our prayer blessing. Dear God Almighty, we pray that each and every one here today be blessed, that all their prayers be answered in the name of Yeshua, Jesus the Christ. Hallelujah. Amen. And the blessing to the congregation. Beloved in Christ, may the Lord please bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Let us walk in the footsteps of our Savior, Yeshua, loving one another as he has loved us. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, we pray. Amen.
Dear servants of the Most High, we, the congregation of Many Mansions International Spiritual Healing Ministry, bless you in the name of the Lord. May you be strengthened with all might, according to his glorious power, unto all patience and long-suffering with joyfulness. May you continue to guide us in truth, love, and righteousness as faithful stewards of the ministry of God. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
The Lord's Prayer. I invite all of you here to mute yourselves, mute your mics, and recite the Lord's Prayer along with me. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. Let us not into temptation, and deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Hallelujah. Amen.
Linda, if you could play Here I Am, Lord.
I will hold.
Good morning, everyone. It's a pleasure to see you here today. My good friend in Spain is willing to interpret my prayer this morning for those people in Spain or in Spanish who are Spanish speaking. I just recently sent you an email, Maria. If you'd like to do a little on-the-job training, we can try that. Did you get the email? I'll say the prayer in English, and if you wish to, and you're possible to do it in Spanish, that's great. But otherwise, next week. It's up to you. It's been a busy time. Heavenly Father, we come before you today with open hearts and eager spirits, seeking your divine wisdom and comforting presence. We ask that you guide us as we explore your holy word, learning from the life and teachings of your Son, Yeshua, Jesus the Christ, on how to overcome the fears that plague our minds and souls. Lord, open our eyes to see the miraculous wonders that come from trusting in you. May we, like Peter, have the courage to step outside of the boat, and like Jairus, have the faith to believe in the face of despair. Fill this sanctuary with your Holy Spirit, Lord, that we may not only hear your word, but also be transformed by it. May we feel your reassuring hand upon us, reminding us that as you were always there, that you are always there, even in our weakest moments. In the name of Jesus the Christ, we pray. Amen. Would you like to give it a try in Spanish? No? No go? Okay. Got it. Nada. Next time. It's my fault. I sent it too late. Just the way it is. Sorry for the stress. Today's lecture or sermon is concerning something that is always, it's the reason we pray, it's the reason we seek to understand God. Fear not, for I am with you. Dear brothers and sisters, in today's talk, we focus on an emotion that tests us all, fear. Whether it be fear of the unknown, fear of failure, or even fear of stress, of success for that matter, it affects us. However, we find solace and guidance in the teachings of Yeshua, known to many of us as Jesus the Christ. He taught his disciples and continues to teach us today in overcoming our fears. The fear of hindrance is recounted in Matthew 14, 22-31. In the Gospel of Matthew, we encounter the story of Peter walking on water towards Jesus. Remember, in my ministry, we are attempting to show that the holy men and women of biblical times were just ordinary people like you and I, but by encountering Jesus the Christ, the Messiah, Yeshua the Savior, they came to develop their own spiritual abilities. Laying on of hands or virtue healing is what they're well known for. But also the disciples were able to raise the dead, as was Jesus taught them. But here in this talk today, it shows us the example of Peter. You might say, Yeshua's greatest devotee. This miraculous act of Peter walking on water soon turns into the cautionary tale that Peter becomes fearful due to the wind that begins to rise around him and he sinks. In the gospel, it says, "But when he saw the winds blusterous, Peter was afraid. And beginning to sink, he cried out, saying, 'Lord, save me.'" Matthew 14:30. Fear has the power to hinder us from realizing our spiritual potential. Like Peter, we may start with faith, but the moment we let fear enter our hearts, we start to sink. It's crucial to remember that even in those moments, a call to Jesus is enough for him to reach out and pull us up. Therefore, fear must not be allowed to paralyze us. Instead, we should trust that Jesus, Yeshua, is just a prayer away. At other times, we are reassured that Jesus is with us all the time, that there is a willingness for the Messiah to come to us, to save us, to help us, to guide us, not to do it for us, but to be with us. So do not worry. Mark 6:24-34. When we talk about fear, we must also talk about worry. Worry is but a milder form of fear, is it not? It can still cripple us. In the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus gave a timeless message, then as now. "Therefore I say unto you, take no thought of your life, that ye shall eat, or what ye shall drink, nor yet for your body what ye should put on it." Matthew 6:25. What Yeshua is saying here is profound. If the Lord takes care of the birds that fly and the lilies that grow, why should we, his beloved children, be any different? In recognizing the presence of God, we learn to let go of our fears about our material and temporal lives. This is one of the major hurdles that you will take on your spiritual journey. Your entire time here in the world is a spiritual journey. You are on the path, as we all are on the path, but because you choose to believe in God Almighty, you have a benefit of understanding the spiritual rules, guidance, and laws from the divine beings around us, and in particular, our elder brother, who is our way shower, who is our torch, our light, our example, Yeshua the Savior, who came to save us all from the world of sin or difficulty, our wayward ways into darkness. He has shown us the way back into the light. Faith over fear, Mark 5:34. Another significant moment is when Jesus meets Jairus, a man whose daughter is gravely ill. When this man receives the news that his daughter has passed, Jesus promptly encourages him. As soon as Jesus, this is from Mark 5:36, as soon as Jesus heard the word that was spoken, he said unto the ruler of the synagogue, "Be not afraid, only believe." There was this man, his daughter just passed away, and Jesus is telling the leader of the synagogue, "Be not afraid, only believe." In that moment of anguish, fear had the power to take over. But Yeshua tells Jairus to believe, to keep faith. The belief turned into a miracle. The same applies to us in our most dire moments. Faith can move mountains. As we continue as a community, you're going to be witnessing these events, the same as these people did at that point in history. In John 4:27, "Peace I leave with you. Jesus did not leave us with just his words. He left us with a gift, his peace. The peace that Jesus the Christ gives us is unique. It surpasses all understanding and fills our hearts, even in the midst of turmoil. Your demonstration of faith, your strength of faith, appears at moments of trial, moments of testing. And you always must be tested to know where you are so that you can graduate and go to the next level. So when fear tries to creep into your life, remember that the peace of Jesus is readily available. The lesson from Jairus, Mark 5, 21, 43, one of the most moving episodes is the story of this synagogue leader whose 12-year-old daughter is on the brink of death. Imagine the dread, the helplessness, and the overwhelming fear that gripped this man, her father. He was seen as a man of authority and respect in his community. He was the leader of the synagogue. Yet, in the face of his daughter's mortality, he was rendered powerless. However, instead of surrendering to despair, he sought out Jesus, and falling at his feet, he begged him to come lay hands on his daughter so that she might be healed and come alive. Mark 5, 22-23. The situation takes a grim turn when the father is informed that his daughter has died. Yet, while he yet spoke, there came from the ruler of the synagogue's house, certain which was said, "Thy daughter is dead. Why troublest thou the master any further?" Why are you bothering Jesus? Your daughter is dead. Whoever was saying those words, recorded in Mark 5:35. It was at this moment when fear could have consumed him entirely, alienating all hopes and shattering his faith. Remember, he's the leader of the Jewish community, the leader of the synagogue, the head of the temple. But when Jesus, knowing the weight of the news, immediately offers a word of hope. Again, as soon as Jesus heard the word that was spoken, he said unto the ruler of the synagogue, "Be not afraid, only believe." Mark 5:36. And what happens next is nothing short of the miraculous. Jesus goes to the man's house where people were wailing and weeping out loudly. Ignoring their skepticism and scorn, Jesus goes over and takes the girl by the hand and says, "Talitha kumi," which means, "Damsel, I say unto thee, arise." And the young girl got up and began to walk. Mark 5, 41 and 42. The story doesn't just stop with the healing. It goes on to show that faith in Jesus not only brings physical restoration, but also conquers the most debilitating fears. The fear of loss, the fear of helplessness, and even the fear of death itself are vanquished when we put our full trust in Jesus. As an example, that watershed moment when Peter was sinking in the water after walking on water briefly, Matthew 14, 22-31, the account begins with Jesus sending his disciples ahead of him in a boat while he retreated to pray alone. Later in the night, the boat was being tossed about by the waves. It was then that Jesus appeared walking on water towards them. We've all heard that about walking on water, have we not? This is the account that Jesus was walking towards them in the middle of a storm. The sight was so astonishing that the disciples thought they were seeing a ghost. But straightway, Yeshua spoke unto them, saying, "Be of good cheer, it is I, be not afraid." Matthew 14, 27. Put yourself in that moment. You're out on a boat, an open boat, I guess. It's raining and storming, it's blustery, the waves are rising, the tide's coming in, going out, whatever, and you're afraid. And there it is. The leader of your church, the leader of your community is walking towards you on water. And they were so afraid they thought he was a ghost. My God. Continuing, Peter, even the impulsive and passionate disciple, ever, I should say, the impassive and passionate disciple, called out to Yeshua, Lord, if it be you, bid me come unto thee on the water. There he is testing Jesus again. Whose response was simple and direct. Come. Matthew 14:28-29. Okay, so now Peter, his bluff has been called. Emboldened by Jesus' invitation, Peter steps out of the boat, his eyes fixed on Jesus. Remember, this is very important. When you see a spiritual deity or a being in your visions, your meditations, do not take your eyes away from them. Fixate your eyes on them. As this example goes on, Peter stepped out of the boat, his eyes fixed on Jesus, and for a few miraculous moments, Peter was literally walking on water, defying the law of nature, upheld by his faith in Jesus. However, doubt began to creep into his mind as Peter became aware of the strong winds around him. His focus shifted from Jesus to the circumstances. His focus went away from the light and into the negativity around him. And that was enough. That was enough fear that set in. Matthew 14:30. But when he saw the wind blusterous, he was afraid and began to sink. Oh my God, now he was walking on the water, he's sinking, now he's afraid he's going to drown. He cried out saying, Lord, save me. The moment Peter took his eyes off Jesus and allowed himself to be overwhelmed by the elements, his surrounding, the envelope he was in, the circumstances he was in and perceived as fearful, threatening, and negative, he began to sink. Fear had replaced faith. Doubt had replaced determination. And yet, even in this moment of sinking, Peter knew enough to cry out to Jesus for salvation. Matthew 14:31. And immediately Jesus stretched forth his hand and caught him, saying unto him, O thou of little faith, wherefore didst thou doubt? And he saved him, pulling him out of the water. In the midst of this failure, there was a valuable lesson learned. Jesus' swift intervention, and his words served as a loving rebuke and a lesson for all of us. Jesus wasn't upset that Peter had tried and failed. He was disappointed that Peter had let fear and doubt creep in after taking that initial bold step of faith. Have you been there, my friends? Have you found yourself emboldened, facing negativity, facing and standing up to power or people in authority or people who are in the wrong? Remember our teaching, stand up to the strong when they're in the wrong and make concessions for the weak. This is where it comes from. When you're emboldened to stand up, it's commitment time. Focus your eyes on the situation, problem. Don't take it off. Don't be deterred. Don't let the surroundings, which is an illusion, pull you down. Remember, if you're standing up for righteousness' sake, Jesus has your back. The story of Peter walking and sinking is so relatable because it mirrors our own spiritual journeys. How often do we start with faith only to be overwhelmed by the winds of life, and yet even when we waver, Jesus is always there to catch us. Always. Reminding us that our faith, however small, has the potential for greatness if we keep our focus on the truth, on Yeshua the Savior, and as we continue to believe there is a true one God, And as we continue to believe in the spiritual laws, the spiritual nature, the spiritual justice, we keep our eyes on that faith. We can walk over any problem, any difficulty. That is the talk for today. And I would add a prayer to that. Glorious and loving God, we thank you for this time of worship and for the lessons we have gleaned from your word today. We are reminded through the stories of Peter and Jairus that our fears are conquerable, that when we place our unwavering faith in you. God Almighty, as we prepare, let us pray that the messages we receive today will not just remind us of your words, but will become actions to reflect our growing trust in you. May we step out into the world with confidence that you are our refuge and strength. And when we begin to sink in the mysterious storms of life, your saving hand is just a prayer away. I'll repeat that, just a prayer away. Bless us, Father, as we go forth, that we may be lights into the darkness, spreading your love and peace to all we encounter. God Almighty, help us to keep our eyes steadfast fixed on you, combating fear with faith, doubt with trust, and uncertainty with assurance that you, God Almighty, are in control. In the precious name of Yeshua the Savior, or Jesus the Christ, we pray, amen.
Oh,
That was beautiful. Thank you very much, Linda, for that lovely choice of music. As we start the virtue healing part of the service, remember, our ministry is based on the words of Yeshua, the Savior, Jesus the Christ. Two different titles, one person, the Messiah. And my whole life has been exploring the spiritual world on a personal level, always realizing that the apostles, the disciples, and the Christian community founded in Corinth back in the day were real people just like you and I, ordinary people just like you and I. The supernatural part of you, the soul, is what you're discovering on your journey. The path to heaven isn't outward, it's inward. And as you continue to develop your spiritual gifts and abilities, first by dreams, then by visions, then by all the other intuitive abilities or awareness of the soul, you will grow closer and closer to your communication with God Almighty. So that when you get into trouble, you'll ask in a prayer, what should I do? Sorry, in a dream, you'll say a prayer, what should I do? You'll be part of the community and we'll be able to assist you, support you, advise you, direct you. But most importantly, with the integrity of a community, we create a critical mass that sometimes is referred to as where two or more are gathered in my name, there I am also. Listen to the subtleties and the spiritual guidance and the holy books, no matter what your religion. You'll find that they're all saying the same thing. Like different cliches, the cliches are embedded in all the different languages in the world. It's a fundamental truth, the same as the fundamental truths that all the religions are saying the same thing, and they have the same sayings. In the last few weeks, we've been talking about good words, good thoughts, and good deeds. This talk today is about fear, and how even Peter, the most blusterous and most, I would even say, who had the highest self-esteem of the disciples, he was afraid. Just like you and I are afraid in our times. But when you give up being concerned of losing something, fear and one of the greatest sins of all, our greatest debilitating forces of all, worry, vanishes. Getting to that point takes a lifetime. Being part of our community accelerates that wisdom and knowledge. The wisdom you are gaining is what you will take with you when you go to the next dimension. That's why it's important that you come. It's why it's important that you support us with your support of being part of the community. And also some financial support is very helpful as well. But most importantly, your integrity, your spiritual journey, your communication with God Almighty, your relationship is a personal one. And as we turn to do the spiritual healing, as we're going to send virtue energy through the computer to each and every one of you that is here, remember, virtue has its own intelligence. It has its own purpose. It knows what you need even before you ask the question. So as we start with Tony C., somebody on an iPhone here, Joan and Owen, Rebecca S., Jean, Mary R., RB. We have Karen on an iPhone. We have somebody on iPhone 3. We have Jesus, Will Santos, Tom B., Celeste, JP, Don, Linda E. We have a Zoom user. We have somebody at Many Mansions. We have Sterling. We have Maria in Spain. We have Tomas, Mary V, Anna G, Bettina, and somebody GLS8. Marg, past president of Many Mansions and Pilgrims. Gaetan, Carol S, Larry, Angie, and baby Elsie, Zoomer user, Vivian, Beto, Maria, Counselor Joe on the manymansions.helpline@gmail.com, PJ, Carrie, Beverly, Sue, D, myself, Santiago, Jamie G, Patty, Diana D, David and Carla, Reverend Michael, Linda, Reverend Douglas, and Mark, our greeter and member of the board. I'd like you, as I'm going to stand up, and I'm going to be the vessel, the conduit, in conjunction with everybody that's here today, send energy to all of the people that are here. I've read your names, and virtue knows who you are. And the prayers we say will be for your prayer of good health, physically, financially, mentally, emotionally, spiritually. And there are other people who have sent in emails to manymansions.helpline@gmail.com asking for specific help. And that has been forwarded to Joe and to Patty. Patty's going to read them out today. I'm assuming there's a few. It's not necessary that you ask again in the chat for a second prayer. But if you know somebody that is yet in need, please send an email to manymansions.helpline@gmail.com. And we will put them on the healing list. And we have an urgent healing list that a group of volunteers meets throughout the week and prays for individuals who are making such a request. Now, if you're in trouble and something has risen right away, ask here, as PJ did last week. We have our friends and we have our clergy who are in need of your prayers constantly. It takes a lot of effort to put this service together, and we are constantly being bombarded by those forces trying to stop us. I call them the munchkins. So your prayers for our clergy and for our volunteers are very helpful. Simply, God Almighty, I am grateful for my life. God Almighty, I am grateful to be part of the Many Mansions International Healing Ministry. God Almighty, I am grateful for the community. I am grateful for my brother and sisters. I ask a blessing for all of those people in the community. And you know what goes around comes around. Because you're part of the community, that comes back. Absolutely, everything is possible for God. The only situation of why it takes time for healings to occur, sometimes they're instant and complete. Sometimes they're incrementally improving. And sometimes they take a little while for the healing process to take place. That's between you and God. Just like it was between Peter and Jesus. When Peter got out of the boat and thought he could walk on water, he was so determined, he was so full of energy and belief, he did it. And then the logical mind, the intellectual mind, got in the way of the spiritual mind, and he began to doubt. That moment is where you are right now. I have seen miraculous things happen. And in the beginning, the one thing that was common was that people would come and say, I just have to touch you, and I'll be healed. I was a young man, about 24 years of age. I didn't know about these things as much as I do now. But I did see the reaction of that. A lady full of arthritis, could hardly walk, struggled up on a small stage that I was standing on doing a talk. And with great determination and with certainty, touched me on the arm, and immediately she was able to bend over and touch her toes and jump up and down on the stage. Immediately. Of course, the people in the back of the room thought that she was somebody planted there to come and do this. But if anybody would have seen the look of shock on my face, they would have known that this was spontaneous. I'm telling you this story to prepare you to understand that as we send this energy to you, it takes all of us as a generator. We have people who've had operations here, who have had a wonderful, perfect operation. One of our directors recently had an operation on Thursday, and he reported back yesterday that he's still in the hospital, but everything went perfectly. The operation was a success, and it went smoothly, and he was happy. And so, of course, we responded, well, that's nice to know, but no surprise here. That's what we expected. And we do. Not to be sarcastic, we do expect good things to happen. Pray always. As you listen to our weekly sermons, our lessons, they will all be about you. It's your journey. And if we can help get you on the track, on the path, in the light, the world has got to be a better place. If every person comes into the light one person at a time, the world has to be a better place. More light than it was just a moment ago. So as we do this, I can feel the energy starting to come in my hands. Remember always that you have to ask. And that asking is done by prayer in the name of Yeshua, the Savior, whose life came into the world to show us that we could overcome all difficulties, all karmas, all spiritual lessons, all blockages, all difficulties. To overcome our enemies and those who are detractors and those who would take away from our lives. To overcome the disease and darkness that comes upon us from time to time. To overcome the struggles of life. To develop our emotional maturity. To develop our spiritual maturity. That as we become aware of who we are as a spiritual being, automatically we become closer and closer to God Almighty, and understanding the great mysteries of life and of the spiritual world. In the name of God Almighty, God Almighty, God Almighty, in the name of the Holy Family, in the name of all the saints and avatars who watch over us and who are meaningful to us, we ask for relief of our suffering, for relief of our pain, for relief of those things we do not have but need. We ask in a prayer of abundance that all things that we need will come to us the sooner the better, quickly and easily. We ask for all our desires and wants to be fulfilled. We ask for joy to come into our lives. We ask for people who come into our lives that we will be content and happy and glad that they did. We ask for friends and neighbors to live in peace, to come together to support one another in this community we call our global village. We are aware of your purposes, God Almighty, and we intend to do the best we can. Think of whatever it is you need now, my friends. Think about that part, that area of your life, or that sickness and disease, and see it vanishing as we ask for virtue to go through your body easily and comfortably now. Listen to the music. Allow the angels to talk to you as we ask for God Almighty to bless us. And I'm going to go over each and every one of you here on your videos on the Zoom call. Ask in prayer what you need. Ask God Almighty to fulfill your prayer easily and comfortably. The sooner the better. In the name of all that is holy, in the name of unconditional love, I ask in the name of all those that are here today, that they each receive a blessing of abundance, of good health, of relief. May prosperity and plenty follow them each and every day. May opportunities come into their lives to enrich their life, to overcome any unwanted stress or difficulty, and to allow comfort and peace to come into their minds as they are able to find opportunities and solutions to any and all circumstance that they find themselves in, knowing full well that the circumstances that have come to them have been sent from the divine as ways and means to improve their life, to be stronger, to be wiser, and to overcome these deterrents, these difficulties, are the stepping stones to greatness, to achievement, to advancement, that they become aware, then fully aware. They become self-realized and fully realized as a spiritual being in a physical life. Dear God Almighty, we ask for the spiritual forces to, in particular, to go to the clergy, to Reverend Michael, to bless him with good health, for his service and his loyalty. He has earned the right for good health, wealth, and peace of mind. To Patty, who assists us in organizing the service, we ask a blessing in particular to go to her back, bringing relief easily and comfortably to the spine and the muscles and all areas are uncomfortable. May there be divine healing and relief now. To our director, Tim, we ask for healing to go to him as he recovers in the hospital, and that his recovery will be expedited, the healing will be quickened, and the body will adapt to the surgery and be benefited easily and comfortably now. To our past president, and we ask for the healing forces to continue to benefit her as she overcomes any difficulties easily and comfortably. We ask for opportunities to advance herself for health and wealth in all the endeavors that she is blessed now. We ask for our friends in faraway places, Elvira in Granada, that the healing forces will go to her as she sleeps and will relieve her of the pain immediately and completely now. We ask for our friends in Peru that the healing forces will continue to go through that individual we saw last week and trust her recovery will take place easily and comfortably now. We are grateful for the healing that has gone to other people who have helped us. John Hassan and his wife Ellen as she overcomes her cancer. To our friend Fernando in Spain, that he overcomes his cancer, that he continues to benefit and is doing well. We are grateful. To our friends across North America, and to all the people that are here today, bless our families, our children and grandchildren, and all our friends. We ask especially for love to be sent to each and every one of us. We are grateful for the virtue that is going through our bodies, our minds, our hearts, and our souls. And we ask for virtue to go around the world, to bring comfort to all those who are suffering as they have lost relatives in earthquakes, storms, floodings. And to violence, that the angel of peace will come. The angel of comfort will come. And we ask as a group for the divine forces to stop those who will commit the most heinous crimes, who will stop their political ambitions in North Korea and Russia, in Jerusalem and Palestine, in Syria, Iran, and Iraq, across all the countries in the Philippines, to the countries in Africa, to our own continent and countries. Let those who are led astray by anger and emotion, let this emotion be dampened. Let them be filled with restraint. Let virtue stop them from committing heinous crimes. To those that are taking advantage of the weak and the elderly, may they be put asunder. We as a community seek to be in the light of unconditional love. We seek to grow in wisdom, that our lives will be enriched with peace, good health, and we will be assured we are not alone, that we will enjoy the little coincidences that make our life pleasant, to enjoying that of the major accomplishments and prosperity. In this temporal world, all things come to pass. While we are here, may we have great joy and plenty. May we have that inner peace, that no matter what comes to us, it will be mitigated. We will overcome it. We know we can handle it, and that you have your hand on our back. Staying all derogatory matters, casting aside those individuals who would wish to do us harm, knowing our life is protected from above, and doing so, we continue to do good for righteousness' sake. Feel the love that God sends as it goes through your body, vibrations on your heart. Feel your head warm with love. Feel the embrace of unconditional love. Feel a virtue bringing you opportunities for all your needs and all your wants. Be not afraid of life or love. Desire things. Put limits on desires, but desire things. You are deserving of more. You are deserving of peace. Do something about it each and every day to make it happen yourself. And know that God is providing the circumstances, the opportunities, and the individuals who will make it happen. Use what comes your way. Even the little things, be grateful. For the big things will follow the little things. Gratitude opens the door. In the name of all that is holy, we are grateful for the blessings that we are receiving this day. We are grateful for the wisdom to know that we too can be like those icons, those spiritual people we look up to, who followed Yeshua the Savior, and followed other prophets who came into the world to bring peace and to reset humanity on a path of goodness and plenty, of love and peace. We are grateful, God Almighty. In the name of all that is holy, in the name of God Almighty, God Almighty, God Almighty, we accept virtue to go through our bodies, our lives, our minds, our hearts, and we are grateful. If God is with us, who could possibly put us aside? Who could possibly win over us? Who could possibly sustain the light of God Almighty? In this we are assured, God is with us because we believe in God. Hallelujah. Patty, do you have some names for people that have sent emails or letters, rather, to Joe?
Yes, I do. For Jacqueline, for success with cosmetic and reconstructive surgery.
Dear God Almighty, we ask specifically for Jack to have reconstructive surgery, that the body will accept it and will accommodate it, and this will be extremely successful. There will be no rejection, and the body will heal without any inflammation whatsoever. May the blessing of a healing be accelerated. Sooner the better. Amen.
For Zachary, relief from spinal and hearing abnormalities.
Dear God Almighty, we ask for the angel Raphael to go to Zachary to help and assist with self-healing, to remove any abnormalities in the spinal area or the back, throughout the body, removing any abnormalities, cleansing the body of disease easily and comfortably. The sooner the better. Amen.
For Donna, relief from multiple sclerosis.
God Almighty, we ask on behalf of Donna that your loving grace, virtue will go into Donna's body, straightening out the spine, relieving the tensions, removing any inflammation of the nervous system easily and comfortably now. Let the body be cured of any disease. Let the body be soothed. And may the hands of adjustment cause the spine to return to normal positioning easily and comfortably now, and continue to do so as the warmth of your loving grace goes through her body easily and comfortably now. Amen.
For Lavinia, relief from dementia and glaucoma.
Dear Lord God Almighty, for Lavinia, we ask for light to come into her mind, into her brain, into her body, into the nervous systems, into the circulatory system, that all the electrical forces in her body will be amplified and the nerves will be reconnected. There will be new pathways in the brain for nerves to carry the functions of thought and logic, that the blood circulation will go out through the body, in particular into the brain and other parts of the body, easily and comfortably wherever they are needed. Feel this energy going through the community as we all bless this woman. As conduits, we feel the love that God sends. May this woman be blessed with clear thinking. The sooner, the better. Amen.
For Emmy, relief from concussion and multiple sclerosis.
Dear Lord God Almighty, for Emmy, we ask for a clarity. Let the brain function and heal. Let the tissues in the brain be mended. Let the nerve endings be connected. Let the darkness and the shadow that is in the brain and in the thinking be removed, and let light replace this darkness. Chase away all darkness and gloominess easily and comfortably. That the body itself will also be responsive to this light, removing any curvature, any difficulty in the spine and in the neck easily and comfortably, removing any inflammation in the nervous system, wiping it clean easily and comfortably. We are grateful for the healing that is taking place and will continue to take place. Amen.
For Owen, relief from high blood pressure and vision difficulties.
We ask for the healing forces to go through Owen to remove any pressures and difficulties, to allow the body's fluids to move through the body easily and comfortably, to allow all the body's functions to be improved from the eyesight and the hearing to the circulation and the elimination centers. Let disease be eliminated from this body and let the body be reconstructed with strength, light, and power. Amen.
For Joan, relief from Alzheimer's disease and dementia.
Dear God Almighty, for Joan, we ask for virtue to go into Joan's mind, body, brain, and bring light, to allow the nerve systems to be removed of any infection, to allow the tissue in their brain to be healed easily and comfortably, that virtue will reconnect the nerves, allowing the systems of logic and thinking to return. We ask for the circulation to be enhanced throughout the entire body, that oxygen will come into the body easily and comfortably, allowing the thinking and the logical skills to return easily and comfortably. The sooner the better. Amen.
For Sheila, relief from sciatic pain.
Dear Lord God Almighty, we ask for Sheila that the pain in her back will be relieved, that the inflammation will be subdued, that the muscles relax in the surrounding areas, that the lumbars and vertebrae and discs will be realigned easily and comfortably, to be pushed back in place by your divine hand now. Amen.
The following are from the chat today. For Frankie, relief from arthritis.
We'll ask everyone to focus upon this person and ask for the power of virtue to remove the inflammation caused by arthritis or disease in the body easily and comfortably now. Continue.
For George, relief from diabetes.
For everyone, we'll ask for George that any fears and difficulties in the emotional realms will be relieved, and there will be blood flow increased and healing forces increased to the pancreas and the thyroid easily and comfortably now. Continue.
For Hoyt, relief from illness.
We'll ask everyone in the community to send healing to this person to relieve any and all illness, to remove the darkness, the poison, the toxins from the body to be purified with virtue now, easily and comfortably. Continue.
For Frida, relief from Lyme disease.
We ask everyone in the community in the name of God Almighty to pray for Frida's relief of Lyme's disease, that her body will be cleansed. Although it is being cleansed incrementally, we ask for the cleansing to be sped up and accelerated to the best possible conclusion. The sooner, the better. Continue.
For Carol, relief from a thinning heart.
We ask everyone in the community to pray to God Almighty for Carol, that the heart will be loved and healed and cuddled and strengthened with divine virtue going through the heart and surrounding area, the tissues, the circulating forces. The sooner, the better. Feel the strength of virtue coming into the body now. Continue.
David, relief or success from a heart and eye surgery.
As part of the community, we ask God Almighty for relief for David, that his vision will be proved that the forces will go through the body, correcting and mending any tissue or nerves easily and comfortably to bring healing complete as the end result. May the healing continue gradually, improving as the days go by. Amen. Continue.
For Christian, relief from eczema.
Dear Lord God Almighty, we ask for relief for Krishna, that the disease in the skin will be relieved. I see putting honey on it, just with a knife spreading honey all over the areas, that this will be a benefit to remove the disease, the virus from the body, to strengthen the kidneys and the liver. The poisons and toxins will be removed as the end result from the skin and all other parts of the body. Continue.
For Kathy, relief from lung cancer.
God Almighty, we ask for this, the community, to send to Kathy prayers of virtue to relieve her body of this disease, to remove any rampant and outrageous cells, to subdue the poisons and the toxins in the body, that health and relief will come to the lungs, that the cancer will be put asunder. In the name of all that is holy, we are grateful. May the virtue go through the body expeditiously. May breathing be noticeably improved immediately. Amen. Continue.
For Donna, relief from broken bones and bruises and swelling.
Dear God Almighty, we ask for Donna that virtue will go through the body to remove any inflammation, have the body's lymphatic system sped up, and throughout the body there will be a purging of poisons and toxins easily and comfortably. That the end result will be good circulation in the lymph and good health, generally speaking, and removal of all inflammation easily and comfortably now. Amen.
The last request is for Bonnie, relief from dementia.
Dear God Almighty, we ask the community to pray for Bonnie, that this mind will be brought back from the darkness, that the tissues in the brain will be healed with loving circulation, increasing, bringing oxygen and mending the tissue in the brain, which is quite corroded. We'll ask for the blessing of restoration of the brain cells easily and comfortably. The sooner the better, that there is relief from this confusion in the mind, the brain, and the body. We are grateful for the healing that's taken place and will continue to take place for this and all people who have asked. And we trust that they will support us, they will remember us, and they will be grateful for the healing that is taking place in the name of God Almighty. Amen. Put your hands out like this and say, God, fill me with love and grace and blessing. I deserve to be loved. I deserve health, wealth, and peace of mind. And I am grateful for that I have received and will continue to receive. And then pull it into your heart as you say, Amen. Well, I'm a little warm under this jacket here myself. I keep getting a good shot of juice every week. I hope you do as well. Something happened to my knee last week. It moved. You might remember I complained. It was ouchy. But I think the knee's back in place a little bit. So, Donna Young, Karen M., Tony C., Joan and Owen, Rebecca S., Jean, Mary Rosemary Brown, somebody on an iPhone 3, Jesus, my good friend Will Santos in Arizona, Celeste, JP, Dawn, Linda, Evans, Zoom user, Mini Mansions Center, William, I guess that's Bill Box, my good friend, Florida, my lovely friend in Spain, Maria Fernanda, and also a blessing to her brother, Fernando, to Tomas, to John, to Michael in Idaho, to Jack and Sandy, to Mary V, to Anna G, to Bettina, I'm trying to switch screens and it won't. There we go. To GLS8, to Marg, to Ann Pilgrims, to Carol S, to Larry, Angie, and maybe Elsie, to a Zoom user, to Vivian, to Beto, to Maria, to Joe B, to PJ, to Carrie, to Beverly, to Sue D, myself, Santiago, to Jamie, to Patty, and to Diana, G, Diamine, Dave and Carla, Deacon Dave and Carla, to Reverend Michael, to Linda D, to Reverend Douglas, and to Mark. I think we're 59 souls on my indicator. My goal was at least 50 people here today. Bless you each and every one. Understand you are the cornerstone. You don't fit in with all the rest of the foundation stones, and that's the reason you're a cornerstone. But because of you being the cornerstone, the entire temple is built upon the cornerstone. It's an important role to play. So when you think you're a little, odd or outside the box or different from everyone else, you're on the path. Never be ashamed for your spiritual beliefs. Don't tell people your spiritual beliefs. But if someone comes along and you think they want to be part of our community, they're looking for an organization that embraces people as ordinary people who have a soul that is a supernatural thing and that they wish to discover that inward journey, then by all means, invite them to our service. As we continue to grow, there will be additional classes offered. Dave has his Tuesday Chinese yoga. Doug is going to have a meditation class coming up. There will be more Wednesday night Search for God classes as time permits. Our Reaching Outward is building towards Hope conferences. And we'll be visiting, as they say, in a city or town near you in the near future. The road to Campbellford, our spiritual holy water healing facility, is still in the manifestation. It's coming along. Your thoughts, your prayers, and your support all the way through the week are as important as they are today. You're a cornerstone for something that's going to develop into a light. We're a little ember, and we're glowing, and we want to be a brighter light, a bigger light. God always starts with a seed. The seed's put in the ground, it germinates, takes a while, it grows to plant, and sooner and later, more likely later, the plant bears fruit for somebody else to come and take the fruit. That's how the world is going to be saved. The world is in great jeopardy. In the newsletter I send out, you're going to see a story that our good friend Tom from Ramstein Ritalin YouTube videos sent me. Years ago, I predicted, prophesized, if you will, how the Shroud of Turin was created. And recently, a story with some scientists have discovered the same mechanism which I had said so many years ago, several years ago. More revelations like this are going to come out from things that I've prophesied or said, not because I said them, but because the world is going into this spiral. We have the opportunity to correct them. But this story about the Shroud of Turin is a very important one, in as much as that it helps you understand that you can see the future. You can find discovery of questions that are perhaps on your mind. There is always more to know, but by coming together in our community, it's like a bigger mind. And the more we will be able to give forth to people. It's important now, more than any time in recent history. Whatever we're doing as a community, I have been told or shown, as other people of the clergy have, and perhaps yourselves, that we're going to contribute to something that's going to have an impact on the world in a positive way. So I shouldn't really be talking about these things now, but I got a little carried away. You should be soaking in that energy. We should let you think about these things, but I want to put in your mind how important you are. The miracles, the healings, the dreams you will have, these are all experiences that you can call religious experiences. Don't dismiss them. It's the little ones that count. Because as you become aware of the little ones, they give you the big ones. So today's sermon was about overcoming fear and realizing that fear itself doesn't exist except in your mind. And if you're not afraid to lose anything, even your life, you'll never be afraid. Of course, you'll be practical and prudent and you'll do all the things. But when you're not afraid, you don't worry. And when you don't worry, you have your peace. And when you have your peace, you can find solutions to everything because you're not being sidetracked. Peace is the most important thing you can have. Mastering that is a gigantic spiritual accomplishment. Simple having peace? How hard can it be? Well, life will show you, and as we know, we're a little more mature. We know that life has lots of things in store for us that can rob us of our peace. Can you feel the vibration on your chest now? You feel it sort of like a little That's the healing that's still going on. Many of you reported to me after the fact that you've had great benefit from Sundays and this virtual healing force that goes out through the Zoom meetings, and we're very happy that you're experiencing these wonderful feelings. It will be more in person. And maybe next week I'll have Maria translate a prayer into Spanish for us that will help the people who are in faraway places speaking Spanish. So I thank you for that. And I regret we didn't get it done today. This concludes the healing, virtual healing part of the service. And I'm going to retire for those people who've just got here now. We're here every Sunday on the Zoom at 1 p.m. Eastern. And we're on the Blog Talk Radio. And for those people listening to the spiritual service from around the world in their time zones, in the archive version of it, or perhaps you're listening today, we welcome you to the service. We trust you've been blessed with some benefit. And again, you may email the clergy and ask for additional help. Manymansions.helpline@gmail.com. calm is a place to go. And then there are other websites and videos of the service, including the one on Blog Talk, that you can really listen to the service, and you will feel the energy again. It's kind of when you're listening to it, you're back in the moment. So wherever you are in the world, I trust that you're enjoying the service, and we're going to conclude the radio portion of the service saying God bless you, one and all, wherever you are.
Thanks for joining the Many Mansions Sunday Interfaith Service with Reverend Douglas James Cottrell and the Many Mansions clergy. Join us here every Sunday at 1 p.m. Eastern U.S. time. And you can also join this service on Zoom by going to internationalschooloftheprophets.com. We also present a radio show here on Blog Talk Radio every Friday night on this Global Village channel at 9 p.m. Eastern Time.
Okay, Paul would be proud of me today. I managed to, Paul's the producer of the radio show, I managed to wear a couple of hats today. Thank you, Paul, for setting it up to make it so easy. So as I was saying, this concludes the spiritual healing service today. Please give us emails, let us know what you think, give us your suggestions. And again, we have, for a small donation, you can get a cup of hope. It's worth $1 million. Jack will tell you how to get that. And Dave has has information. Put it in front of you, Dave. There we go. Miracle healing water that we will send you. It's blessed water. People have had spontaneous healings taking this water. So please send an email in. And I guess, Patty, there's things in the chat. Is there where people could send information, I guess? I don't have the chat up on my thing here. And with that, my friends, I want to thank you, one and all, wherever you are. You got your hand up, and I love it. It's like I got these little hands up in front of me, so I'm getting approval. So don't forget, bottom down, little face in the bottom. It's got a little plus on it. Click on there, put the raised hand up, and be part of us. So wherever you are in the world, God bless you, and may God protect you and provide for you all your needs and desires. I love you all. I'm so grateful you're here. You've all found your way to our community. Remember, you're important. If you look at the screen here, the gallery view, I've got these nice little bricks here, and one on top of the other, we're building our community. Our goal is to have 1,000 people here, and the sooner the better, but I'd like to get up to 100, if you will, before Christmas time. Please take it upon yourself to recommend, send out on the website a copy of our videos. Whatever you can do, the more people we are, the stronger, the greater the virtue energy is. It's like we're racking it up, we're turning up the pressure. When you see 1,000 people in a room, or even 500 people as we've seen, the amount of virtue in the room is amazing, and what it accomplishes is unbelievable. Like that. I want to thank all my friends for helping today. I'm going to retire now, and I'll let you get on with the social, Reverend Douglas. I turn the meeting back over to you, and God bless you each and every one.
I'm sort of welling up. Thanks for all the prayers and the healing. It helped beyond belief. I was almost ready to have to go back to the hospital and think I helped. I'm much, much better than I was. Still a lot of things. I have many tests to go through and things like that. But once again, that really helped me. And I want everybody to know that what Douglas is talking about, it works 1,000,000%.
Thank you for that testimony, LPJ. We're very pleased to be of service and to help you. And that's what we're here for. The one thing as you get older is that you get more alone and you need the integrity of a spiritual family. We all have our own families, but as you know, the kids go their way, the grandkids go their way, spouses leave us for whatever reason, and we're here. But we still want to be part of a family. And the most important family is our spiritual family. All the world's great religions started off with a community and a family. And the integrity and the legacy of that family changed the world. But there has to be something right now. As PJ just said, he was in difficulty. We've had several people here who have been in difficulty. And we're pleased to be able to give this service freely. Freely. We make no demands upon you at all. We make requests for money, but we make no demands. Because where we're going, what we have to do it yet, finding this miracle healing water place in Campbellford, finding the Hope conferences out of Fort Worth, Texas, that's all in front of us. And so if you ever wonder, where's the world going? Why doesn't somebody do something? You do something. We'll do something. God bless you, everybody. Love you all. Talk to you soon.
Thank you.
You're welcome. My pleasure. Bye-bye, everybody. God bless.